the Public News Service Daily Newscast, April the 11th, 2023. I'm Mike Clifford. Red flag legislation has stalled for years in the Kentucky legislature, but gun violence prevention advocates say they will continue to push for changes, that after Monday's mass shooting at the Old National Bank in Louisville.
It would mean after hearing from a concerned community member, police could petition a judge to have a person's firearms transferred out of their possession until it's been determined the individual isn't a threat to themselves or others.
In some of the cases, there are people who know something and who can say something. And in those cases, this provides a tool to stop that person before they commit this act.
Mikas adds volunteers with her group had originally planned to travel to Nashville to support the moms affected by the recent elementary school shooting there. Now she says plans may change as Louisville grapples with a mass shooting at home. Nadia Ramlagan reporting.
And many farmers and ranchers in drought-ridden New Mexico are making improvements to their irrigation systems this spring, while also keeping an eye on the 2023 Farm Bill.
The bill, reauthorized by Congress every 5 years, has always been about fair food prices for farmers and consumers and maintaining a sufficient food supply. The focus was initially on commodity crops such as corn, wheat, and soybeans, but has grown to fund farm subsidies, low-income food assistance programs, and conservation projects. New Mexico Secretary of Agriculture Jeff Witte says climate change and how to help farmers address it is now a critical part of the Farm Bill.
There's going to be some opportunities for our landowners to really look at improving their own operations and hopefully participate in some of the climate smart projects that will bring a return to the farm.
The U.S. Department of Agriculture is currently investing more than $3 billion for 141 projects through its Partnership for Climate Smart Commodities. I'm Roz Brown.
Agriculture generates 258,000 jobs in the state with total wages of nearly $12 billion. And now from NBC News, the Nashville Metropolitan Council voted Monday to return Justin Jones to the state legislature, that after he was removed last week by Republicans for protesting gun violence on the House floor. The 36 council members at the Monday meeting were unanimous in their support of reinstating Jones. The council had suspended its rules to allow an immediate vote instead of holding a month-long nomination period. Less than an hour later, Jones was sworn in on the steps of the state capitol. He raised his fist as he entered the House chamber while supporters chanted, "Welcome home." This is Public News Service. And groups concerned for grizzly bear protections are concerned about legislation in Helena that could threaten the population in Montana. Eric Teganoff explains.
Senate Bill 295 lays out management policy for grizzlies after they're removed from the endangered species list. Derek Goldman with the Endangered Species Coalition says the bill allows for subjectively defining what a threatening bear is.
Senate Bill 295 is really concerning because it creates three new scenarios for livestock owners to kill grizzly bears outside of any established hunting season, even on public land.
The Biden administration is reviewing grizzly bears' endangered status in the Northern Continental Divide and Greater Yellowstone ecosystems. Supporters say the bill would protect people and their livestock. SB 295 has passed the Senate and is expected to pass the House this week, Goldman says.
There are about 1,000 bears in the Northern Continental Divide and nearly 1,000 in the Greater Yellowstone ecosystems, where they mainly reside in Wyoming. And a new look at the most recent census data shows the child population in America has declined. It predicts a ripple effect for the job market and for education.
The number of children recorded in the 2020 census was just over 73 million, which is 1.1 million fewer children than the all-time high counted in the 2010 census. The report from the Annie E. Casey Foundation shows fewer children in 27 states and Puerto Rico. Demographer and study co-author Bill O'Hare says the trend has become even more pronounced in the last 2 years. He says this demographic reality will impact the workforce in the coming years.
The fact that entry-level workers are going to be going down over the next 10 years as older children are replaced by a smaller birth cohort. As those number of entry-level workers go down, it's going to be harder for employers to find the kind of people they need for jobs.
Brett Pivato reporting.
And finally, Georgia farmers are watching a bill that's being reintroduced in the Congress for ways to help their farms become more sustainable and less likely to contribute to the warming climate.
The Agricultural Resilience Act is making a comeback this year after languishing in Congress since 2019. Its goal is to make agriculture a net zero emissions industry by 2040. Farming now contributes about 8.5% of U.S. greenhouse gas emissions. Latana Abadozi with the National Young Farmers Coalition says her group hopes the bill gives farmers more access to resources they need to increase sustainability.
Farmers are experiencing a lot of barriers when trying to use or apply for USDA programs.
Shantia Hudson reporting.
This is Mike Clifford for Public News Service, member and listener supported. Here's some radio stations, big and small. Your favorite podcast platform. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.